and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Once someone's talent is discovered, how is it made known to the public? And how does such a person of unique quality become an ambassador on behalf of her homeland? This is the story of Linda George, internationally renowned singer from Assyria. We pause to remind you at the beginning of our show, the reason we have the Good Life program is to bring you closer and closer to Christ, the one who knows you and loves you, cares for you in the situation that you're in right now. And sometimes we need more than just words. We need action with understanding, someone who can relate to the very challenges that we face. And that's why we are here to remind you about the love of Christ, that Jesus died on the cross for your sins, shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ calls you to himself, and he sends Linda George to be a blessing to you. Linda recently sang the single, Heaven, I Am Here, for the documentary, The Longest Road. It's a story of veterans and humanitarians who ventured to Iraq to tell the story of innocent Christians and Yazidis suffering atrocities committed against their community. Linda, welcome to our show.
Thank you so very much, Danny and Suzanne. I am so beyond blessed to be on this amazing show, a show that is a voice of Christ. Thank you so much for having me again.
Where did you grow up?
I was born in Baghdad, the capital city of Iraq. Parents, both Assyrian, from the Church of the East. And then at the age of 13, we came to Chicago, and that's the rest of my life, from Chicago, California, and back to Chicago. So that's my entire life, where I grew up and then completed my growing up within the state.
Who influenced you most, Linda, in your growing up years?
My parents did, of course. My mother, she was my icon. She was the rock of my faith. And my father, who was such a kind man, working hard for his family and loving us. So those are the people that I looked up to. And then when I came up across Mother Teresa's book, she was my rock also. Mm-hmm. And I just looked up to her and her amazing efforts of looking into the poverty with an immaculate soul and heart. So, you know, and of course there are others that I was influenced by, but these are like my rocks, I would say.
When did you discover you had a gift for singing?
I was born into a family that had no musical backgrounds or entertainment, but my mom's parents and family, they loved singing in church and in weddings and so forth. But I was always like singing the hardest songs at the age of 3 and 2 from talented prime singers that in Arabic and in English. And then at the age of 5, my mom put me into the choir, and I was the youngest among the choir in St. Mary's of Baghdad in my neighborhood. And I kept on, you know, raising my hand just for me to do the solo, and the priest, God rest his soul, He kept on looking at me like, you're too young. You cannot be able to do the solo. And then my turn came, and they said, okay, give it a try. And there was the voice that God gave me and blessed me with, singing the most ancient Aramaic hymn, Tagrat Wadmak, means your body and your blood. And then that Christmas, we had a Christmas program in Baghdad National Television. I was featured in that Christmas program, the youngest child singing that in the following Christmas show also. And that was the discovering point of my life, being a female vocalist and then singing the ancient Aramaic language, the language that Jesus Christ spoke. And I'm very blessed.
Mm. We talk about influence. Tell us about the influence of Sargon Gabriel in your life.
Sargon Gabriel, he heard my voice singing in church and in several Syrian parties, and then amazing man, my mentor, my God, my musical mentor, he just came and approached my family, and my family did not want me to be a singer because they said, no, she's going to be singing only for in church and for Christ. And then, you know, thankfully, he convinced them there's nothing wrong with singing elsewhere besides church. She can keep her church. And then he was an amazing singer. He kept the Assyrian folklore music to continue for the past 45 years. And I'm very much thankful to him. And God had, you know, connected me with him. And he helped me to proceed and escalated my skills of singing and recording my first album with him as a duet. And then I spread my wings and I decided to, that's it. You know, I had the push, it was the wind, behind my all the things, my, you know, everything that he did for me was just like, wow, like I couldn't even believe it. So I was very thankful. And so he influenced me big time, and my family as well. We're very thankful and we appreciate him.
Tell us about your faith journey. You grew up in a home of Christians there in Baghdad. Mm-hmm. How did your faith grow through the years?
You know, when you're 13 and different culture, there's a culture shock. You come into this country, and I started calling my mom, which she was still residing in Baghdad. I came with my father, so called her, I remember that day, and telling her, no, don't sell the house. We have to go back. This is not a country for us. This is much very strange. Everything was so totally strange to me. But then I got adapted, and I'm very thankful to my mom. But then even though she was in old school and I was the youngest of my siblings, then we managed all the differences, and it was kind of tough in the beginning. But then I became a strong woman, just like she was, and my father was also a strong man. So I faced a lot of challenges, and then my faith did not fade away. A lot of times I would go through many problems since my father passed away so early. After the second year, we were living in America, so I became the breadwinner to my family. And so I faced a lot of obstacles, setbacks, and challenges. And my faith grew stronger. So today, my faith probably every day, every minute grows stronger than the day before, than the minute before. And I'm very thankful. Mm-hmm. Very thankful.
Suzanne?
Linda, how much later was it for your mother to come and join you?
It was a few months because we were still, it was just the ex-regime that they had to sell the house a secret way, so they don't sabotage the funds and so forth. So it was like 3-4 months that she joined. My middle sister and her, they joined us. And
how many siblings do you have?
Three. Two okay. sisters and one brother.
And you're the baby.
I came after 10 years. They were not planning to have whatsoever.
Praise the Lord. May I just slip that in? And did you find a church home fairly quickly when you got to Chicago?
Yes. We had our patriarch, God rest his soul, Magdan Khal the fourth. And then I joined the choir, and my mother would be always telling me, go back to studying further Aramaic, Assyrian, Old Testament and all that. I'm like, I don't need to. I'm not becoming a bishop nor a priest. Why do I need to? I know the basics. I know the, definition of most of the hymns that I sing. And when I walked in, most of the priests thought that I was really an advanced student, which I was an advanced student even in school back home. But they thought I was, like, so immaculate in my reading. And they said, what are you doing here? What are you doing in this class? So I caught up with everything. And thankfully to the Syrian Church of the Edict, my faith, my identity, and also growing in America. But it was a great balance between the American culture and the Assyrian. So I found myself being active in both, being in high school and also being in church. So it was amazing. Like, you know, God never forgets people who work so hard and they're trying to achieve something in life. And, you know, instantly I became partially an orphan, and I thought I was a breadwinner. I no longer can be studying and pursuing my medical dream to become a doctor, to make my mom happy. It was mostly like earning money so we can pay rent and so forth. So, everything that I've gone through was for a reason, and everything that I've achieved and, you know, the setbacks, the good times and best times was always for a reason. Nothing but that. And so I'm thankful in the end of the day. I'm really thankful.
Thank you.
Linda George, you're listening to Linda. When we come back from our break, you'll hear more, even a song. And she'll explain what the song is about, Kut Golpane de Malaka. She's the most liked Assyrian figure on Facebook. At the age of 15, Linda George recorded her debut song, Dalale, with Sargon Gabriel. Since Linda's breakthrough, she's traveled nearly 3 million miles on United Airlines. When we come back, more Heart to Heart from Linda George and you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
In life, there are certain moments, certain remembrances, certain songs even that remind you, remind me, remind us about those special moments in relation to God. And oftentimes they come through a recollection of a challenging time. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. Linda George, our guest today, with us, sharing with you. You can find out more about Linda and her music. She's traveled the world. You can find out more at lindageorgemusic.com. Again, lindageorgemusic.com. If you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of the last segment, hey, you can get this program in its entirety for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Linda, the song Kut Gulpane de Malacca, what does that mean?
The angel, or of an angel. And it's just a song that is one of my best songs that I've ever written and composed. I just, angels are the bridge from us to Jesus. I just believe in that. So it's just a love song, but it's also a song that can relate to heaven. So it's very meaningful for me, and was very meaningful for me to write it back then. And it's the most meaningful song that I've ever composed among hundreds of songs that I've composed. So
tell us about why it meant so much to you, and then let's listen to it.
Pardon me, I couldn't hear you well. So
tell us, Linda, why it was so meaningful to you before we listen to it.
Of course. Again, angels, I believe you encounter angels throughout your life if you have Jesus in your heart. And I've encountered many angels, many people that would talk to me. I would turn and they would disappear in the hardest moments of my life. So I believe everyone has a guardian angel, and they listen to you, and they are there for you, watching over you and protecting you. Mm-hmm. And Jesus' love is a prime protection and a guard, a prime guard. And I believe he sends us angels to protect us from evil, from a lot of paths that we take in a very dangerous manner. And at times it makes us fearless, such as myself being fearless in many places that I go to. And I believe because I am so guarded, I don't even need bodyguards nor anyone to protect me. And so that is why it has stuck to me for the past 3 days since I've written it. It still stands out more than any song that I've composed, is because of angels of three. They're the essential of to me when it comes to my faith.
Let's listen to Linda George sing this song, Under the Wings of an Angel.
Goodbye. من دارت قاتش لاما وين قربنا حقيا دلت ياما بتخبط لتلخوت ساما ولبدن خيال بوساما أختي خود جل هاني بتاوت نخاما من دم خد کسلو خلایا جو خلمان من خوایا این بس قدت گیب و خمرایا و این بن پنر آلو خمتایا بخملا خانا دورا کسلو خلایا بابك مخيب لوخ وجابا شدروخ لما لخا مخيب لوخ رابا روخي عموخ ببصاخا يشميت قول راخا خد يول باني خد يول باني ملا
Under the Wings of an Angel, Kut Gulpane Malaka by Linda George. In 2001, Linda, you returned to your homeland, Syria, North Iraq. You performed before 20,000 fans. What touched you most about that experience?
Memorizing. And it was very to my family, to my mother, except my uncle, my sister who manages me, because it was very, I was taking a big risk. So I was there just to lift the morale of people who were living under sanctions for so many years. I was taken from Syria on a little tiny boat, almost smuggled into the Kurdistan region. And I did not tell my family till they arrived back in California. And I still can recall how I crossed the river and got in there. And for being one of the first that never regime of but I never feared, and I just kind of recall the trip, and I was saying to myself, how did I do this? I do it out of love and passion, and the spaces of the three concerts and outdoor concerts that we've done performed, it's unforgettable, and I will stick to the grave. These are moments that I will stick to my grave. So just to make them happy, to sing in church, your songs in church, it was just beyond amazing. It was just beyond amazing. Mm-hmm. So if I would be asked to do it again, yeah, I would do that again, even if I would risk my life. You know, being a female, being a target, it's just because I love what I do. And I know I inspire many people, and I'm very thankful.
When we come back from our break, Linda, I'd like to hear how that event inspired an album that became part of an Assyrian movie soundtrack. I'd like you to share a little bit about how that took place. And then later, in 2003, Saddam Hussein was overthrown. I'm interested to know how that affected you. When we come back from our break, more from Linda George. You're able to hear some of her music. You can hear more, find out more at lindageorgemusic.com. Linda George, she started singing at the age of 5 at St. Mary Church in Baghdad, Iraq. She's now produced 20 albums with over 40 hits. LindaGeorgeMusic.com. Go there, check that out, find out more. Renowned, world renowned. Stay with us, we'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
How far would you go? How deep is your passion? Do you care? Would you care enough about people to risk your life, to go into a very dangerous situation, a contentious place, and not even let your family know? Let's say it was taking place in Syria, in northern Iraq. Would you go? Would you leave your family in California? Well, Linda George did that, and she sang in front of over 20,000 of her fans at a critical time in that region. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer, Linda George, our guest today. You find out more about Linda at lindageorgemusic.com. So, Linda, that event, 20,000 fans performing, receiving you there. How did that event inspire an album that became part of an Assyrian movie soundtrack?
Some of the songs were written by the Betsy, The Silence of the Valley, because during sanction, you would witness a lot of, stories. And then I had one of my writers, Shimon Kanna, based in Sweden. He wrote Silence of the Valley based on that. We've endured many. The whole team endured a lot of stories, as I said. So it was still a silence. You know, like you would be silent about a lot of stories because you cannot broadcast them, just not to have the family that you still have there to be harmed, because still the regime was still in reign. So we had to come up with something which was called The Sounds of the Valley, and to produce an album, and it took place, in Chicago again. And it went viral because the songs were very powerful, and it inspired the directors to produce a very local, low-key film in among the Assyrians. And, like every day that you encounter something, it influences an artist, such as myself, to produce something because you're telling a story. And basically, I was telling a story of the people still residing there, the Christians, the Assyrians, whether they call themselves Assyrians, Chaldeans, Syriacs, because they were still suppressed under the regime. And they were seeking a freedom someday. So,
let's talk a little bit on a deeper level of the profound impact art has in an oppressed society where people are unable to either vocalize what they're going through. Art seems to have a very powerful provide a powerful means of communication, comfort, inspiration. Describe some of that for us.
Well, when a person writes a song, an artist or a composer, it's always based on essential feeling from the depth, the core. And when someone is a spiritual person, such as myself, and you relate the song to be delivered 1,000%. So art has a big impact on many people's lives, whether they have failed in relationships, marriages, or the people that we have witnessed that they were displaced in a heartbeat. So art has a big impact on me, on myself, when I sing a song. And I believe when I sing a song about a certain situation, many people, they always write to us that they've cried, they've felt what they've gone through, whether it was love, whether, again, family that was distracted by a major divorce, or, again, what had happened and took place in Syria and Iraq. So it does. And we pray for more people to come out there and to write if they really have the capacity of writing, even if it's producing films are to tell a story. It's a must, I should say.
In 2003, Saddam Hussein was overthrown. How did that affect you?
I mean, I sang Anahura. That was the Arabic, my first Arabic single, which I'm a very liberal woman, strong, and I sang Anahura means I am free. For women of Iraq to be singing that song and showing the statue of Saddam being toppled in the middle of Baghdad, we had a lot of controversy, I would say. Bad ones and good ones. I felt I was liberated. Being, I can still remember and recall footages from Fox News that when the American troops were walking in the city of Baghdad, I was seeing so many of our beloved Christians standing in the path and then crossing their hearts. It really reminded me of Jesus when he walked in Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, literally, because they were looking for freedom. They were looking for toppling the evil, and then, wow, freedom has arrived at its best. And then, so that's how I felt, because I know what people would feel, how they would feel back home, even the non-Christians, because it was time for them to be retrieved, you know, from the evil and delivered to a better path, a healthy path, a non-evil path, a future that would be bright for them and their children. So that's exactly how I felt, just like every human being.
For someone who may not be able to fully understand the feeling of fear, the feeling of oppression,
mm-hmm.
Like you know and you've experienced. Describe that for us in a way that we would be able to relate to the feeling.
Well, as we were watching the news the past few days, we were all distracted by what had happened and took place in Houston, Texas. So a lot of us feel that pain, but the person who's injured feels more.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure now a lot of people who reside in Texas, they probably were probably recalling themselves, watching the news, of people being displaced in Iraq and Syria. They probably did not understand it. They probably had the sympathy for them. But then now they're going through it, and I'm sure they are feeling the same pain. Depth of it is I've encountered. The past 3 years, I've encountered what his family gone through from people who were not living in poverty. They were living very healthy, good life. And then instantly they became living in near the dumpsters, sad to say. And I've seen it all. Nothing can describe it. Nothing. Like if I was a child born in India or born in Africa, and I'm just drinking a glass of water or not even, it's not a healthy glass of water that you and I would drink. We're very blessed to drink in America. I would still be living the same life till the last day. Now, I wouldn't be able to be in a shock. But people living in three-tier story home, and they're doctors, they are lawyers, and instantly they are stripped from their home, threatened to leave their home because of their faith, and then they would walk days till they reach their destination. Safe destination. That is the most horrible thing that can happen to anyone in this world.
Why is singing in Aramaic, a Syrian language, why is that so important to you?
It is so important because it's Jesus. It's mm-hmm. Jesus. I am so blessed. And I relate to that. I always told my mother, why would you wake me up 7 a.m. to go to summer school? It's my 3 months vacation where I can sleep in. I did not understand it till the first time my mom took me on my tour to London, and I asked if I can go visit the London Museum, and I saw the Bible written in the language where I was so blessed to be able to read. So it's very important for me that I can, as a vocalist, one of the most, you know, famous vocalists from the Middle East, can read and write and sing it professionally, the Jesus language. And I'm very, very blessed, honestly, Dan. Very blessed.
May I just say that listening to your song earlier, Linda, language had no barrier. I was moved to tears just listening not only to your beautiful voice, the amazing arrangement, but knowing that I'm listening for the first time for me to a song sung in the language of our Lord. And it was very moving. Thank you so very much.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you very much. I'm really blessed.
What advice would you give to a young person who has already has a dream forming in his or her heart?
A lot of people are faithless in this world, unfortunately. And a lot of people, they attend church, but they're very empty. I would look into the core and find Christ. Jesus is the answer to everything that we go through on our daily life. Whether it's school, job, opportunities, whatever a person is hoping and wishing for, that feeling that someone is in the bottom of a very deep well, and you still look up and see the light up there, instead of Jesus. That's how I see it. That's my advice.
LindaGeorgeMusic.com. Linda was crowned by Assyriska in 1997. She's one of the Assyrian Without Borders ambassadors. When we come back from our break, we'll hear about that. A global ambassador for Assyrian Without Borders. We'll hear about the pressing concern. You've heard a little bit about what weighs heavy on her heart, but she'll share more. Linda George. She received the Platinum Award at the Legends Concert in Chicago and received the Golden Award at her 10th anniversary party in Sydney, Australia. LindaGeorgeMusic.com. You can get this program in its entirety for free. A gift to you, something you can share with a family member or friend. At thegoodlifehawaii.com. When we come back, more from Linda George. You don't want to miss this now. Stay with us. We'll be back for our last segment when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
On a global scale, Linda George serves as an ambassador for Assyrian Without Borders. And today we get to talk to her, to hear her share what the pressing concerns are that weigh heavy on her heart. This is the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maher, my co-host. You know, sometimes, and I think we need this more often than we normally do, we need to get a glimpse of what's going on beyond our world, our own world, the world of our lives. But what goes on? What do others go through in their lives? What's happening in other countries? What's happening on the other side of the world? Today, Linda shares heart to heart with us. Linda, as an ambassador for Assyrian Without Borders, what is the most pressing concern?
Currently in Iraq, there are 4 million children who are, I would say, in critical condition. So from Assyrian Without Borders, that we've raised money for a lot of camps and refugee camps. Also, I was advocating for St. Jude of Iraq, which it really is based on a lot of, like I would say, 70 critical condition stories of Christian children that I visited the past year. I was more focused. And because a lot of displaced in the camps, now they're living in a lot of units, I would say, like apartment units. But then children, that is our main concern. And I also work with the Save Iraqi Christians .com. So I educate many non-NGOs that I don't have my own NGO, I would say. And I'm honored to work with all of these NGOs based in America or Sweden. But children, and that's my main concern. And also I'm working with Sister Sana based in Erbil, Ankawa, because a lot of young parents had left their mothers, their parents behind. So I am working with her to establish a healthy home for the elderly mothers and the soul, respecting and honoring the soul of my mother, who passed away 2 years ago. So that's my main concern, and that's what I'm advocating at the moment. And that's what I encounter a lot of children. And you can also visit them, like St. Jude -Iraq. And you'll see a lot of stories that I've promoted on my Instagram and their Instagram, especially during Lent time. Every child has a story that breaks your heart into pieces. And I've encountered them. And I always compare the children there and then children here, how spoiled the children are and how we spoil our own kids at home. So, and then tell, also mothers.
Tell us a story of a child. You said 4 million children, right?
Yes.
4 million children. Huh. 4 million Iraqi children.
Yes.
And the ones that we are handling through St. Jude of Iraq, there are 70 children that I had witnessed end of April when I was visiting there last. And one of them is Henry, that his mother, I was visiting another child, Narsing, and he was having a kidney transplant that we funded some of, I advocated some of the funds and also other organizations, and privately also by his parents. So I was visiting Narsing's family to give him a little gift and give him a little moral support. And then at that time, another mother came and she just threw her son on the floor and she couldn't stand next to me because she was sobbing. So grandmother started telling me the story how Henry is so mentally stable, but then he cannot walk because of he cannot walk. He needs a surgery. And I cannot define the medical term to it because I don't want to make a mistake, of course. But it's all written in my Instagram and St. Jude. And you should see Henry, how he would tell his grandmother, go to this church and light up a candle so I can start walking. And why is my mother going to school and I cannot go to school? And mind you, Henry is overweight that his mother cannot carry him because he's growing older and it's just impossible for his mother to carry him at all times. Stories that I've witnessed, it's like at times, a lot of times with Father Douglas, he's my hero. And he tells me, do not cry in front of them. Hold your tears. We have 2 hours of, you know, trip till we get to Ancala, then you can cry. And you try to hold your tears, but then at times their parents or the mothers or the elderly, it's impossible for you not to break down and cry. And then I always compare our lives to them. You know, our country, they made us survive the culture, language, faith, and et cetera. And I am so blessed to have encountered all of these stories. I'll tell you that much, Daniel, because I, every day, if I would eat a broth with a piece of bread, I am thankful, because that's what I witnessed in the first refugee camp when I walked in. They were just having broth. Mm-hmm. With a little bread, six family members that were trying to survive on that. So I am very blessed. I'm very thankful. And we should all be thankful to have more than our daily bread, honestly. And mm-hmm. Please visit not only my Instagram so I can gain popularity, no, I just so you can witness so many stories when I am visiting the country. And I'm so blessed. The other day I was talking to Father Daniel. He said, still today, these mothers in the elderly home, they still recall the day that you had arrived there for the first time, the day and the month. That is amazing. I feel like I'm a daughter to all these elderly women. It's just amazing. I am so blessed. It's not even a joke anymore. Like, I would always think, my God, like, these stories, these statements, they make me smile, and they make me stronger for the next episode or for the next atrocity if it happens, God forbid, or whatever. I just say, please retrieve my energy for the next anything obstacle that could happen to anyone, so I can use my strength to educate.
We're having a little trouble with our connection. You're breaking up there, Linda. As we begin to wrap up our time together, do you have a scripture verse that resonates with you, especially as you go to Assyria, as you minister to the Iraqi children, 4 million of them, in the way that God has enabled you to do?
Love thy neighbor. Love that your neighbor can be anyone, any color, any faith. So I love these children, the Yazidis, the Christians, and the non-Christians, the Kurds, the Turkmens, anyone that is begging in the streets, it breaks my heart. And I reach out to them with kindness, the kindness that is definitely retrieved from my Lord Jesus is my King. And that's what I show them. Love thy neighbor.
Teach us a word or a phrase in Aramaic.
Oh, God. Shabbach el Maria. Praise the Lord. Shabbach el Maria.
Shabbach Amaria.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Praise the Lord. Well, we praise the Lord for you. Shabbach Amaria. Mm-hmm. For you and for what God is doing in and through you. A parting word, Linda, to our listeners today. I think we've taken them, given them at least a sliver of a glimpse of what is going on, and in so doing expanded the capacity a bit. And I think in a way that is significantly needed, because we are so insulated in the Western world, in America. A word, a parting word for someone today. What would you say to them as a word to charge them?
Always be aware of your surrounding and be thankful again. And because you have so much, just share and be fearless. Where I was walking in most not infected places by U.S., just walking probably on mines, but I held the belt of a deacon that departed from the church that was found and was singing an ancient hymn that went viral. I'll tell you, that was, I was sharing my love with him. I was sharing my love with the troops that were standing tall in those burned churches. Always there. There's nothing, the pie cannot be all eaten by me. It's too fulfilling. You got to share. And that's what I see this world. If everyone can share, there won't be poverty. Nowhere. Not in India, not in Africa, nowhere else. If we do share, that means we are carrying the care and the love of Christ. And that's what I really want every human being out there that is listening to your incredible program. Really share. Even if it's $10, it makes a difference.
Linda George, thank you for gracing us with your presence on our program today. And we receive that charge as to share. We receive that as from the Lord. Thank you so much.
Thank you kindly. Bless you and Suzanne as well. Thank you so very much. Thank you for having me.
Mahalo Nui Loa. Thank you, Linda. We love you.
Encouraging insights from Linda George. Find out more. See her there at lindageorgemusic.com. My friend, you know, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. Yes, share. And if you haven't done so, this is a perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your financial support, thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Partners. James 3:18. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Linda George. Again, lindageorgemusic.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.